Harper Audio presents The New Rules for Blondes. Highlights from A Fair-Haired Life by Selena Kopic. This is the author. Introduction. How old were you when you heard your first blonde joke? Usually, indoctrination happens in childhood, when toe-headed tykes are taught that their hair color makes them stupid, and hundreds of jokes exist to support that premise. How do you know that a blonde was just using the computer? Because the screen is covered in whiteout. Why did the blonde tiptoe past the medicine cabinet? So she wouldn't wake up the sleeping pills. Why did the blonde return the scarf? She said it was too tight. How many of these classic blonde jokes have you heard before? How many other blonde jokes? Light-haired ladies have faced patronizing prejudgment since time immemorial. Historically, society has embraced old rules of blondeness that characterize all blonde-haired ladies as either clueless, naive simpletons or gold-digging, unrepentant sex pots. If you're a blonde, you must be one or the other. Either you're Sandra Dee or you're Marilyn Monroe. The old rules of blondeness reinforced this limiting, narrow dichotomy of the Madonna-whore identity. And for that reason, the old rules are obsolete. We are living in an age of intelligent, self-sufficient, gutsy blondes.